This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Peru's Congress voted to oust President Pedro Castillo in an impeachment trial on Wednesday, hours after he said he would dissolve the legislature by decree and threw the Andean country into a full-on constitutional crisis. Ignoring Castillo's attempt to shut down Congress, lawmakers moved ahead with the impeachment trial with 101 votes in favor of removing him, 6 against, and 10 abstentions. The legislature called on Peru's vice president to take office. While it's unclear who is ultimately going to prevail, Castillo appears to be losing his grip on power as allies abandon him and ministers, the armed forces, police, and the U.S. ambassador criticized his move to shut down Congress outside normal legal channels. As snow fell in Kyiv on Wednesday, residents said they remained defiant and worried more about servicemen who must fight under freezing temperatures. Within Ukraine, officials were working on Wednesday to restore power after damage in the latest barrage of Russian missile strikes launched on Monday, hours after apparent Ukrainian drone strikes on 2 air bases deep inside Russia. The son of a former president of Mozambique and 10 others have been sentenced to prison for their roles in a scandal that crashed the southern African country's economy. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Armando Ndambi Guebuza, son of former President Armando Guebuza, was sentenced to 12 years in prison for his role in the scandal, which saw hundreds of millions of dollars in government-backed loans disappear. Others who were convicted were jailed for between 10 and 12 years. 8 of the 19 people on trial, on charges such as money laundering, bribery, and blackmail, were acquitted. An independent audit in 2017 found the government had not done enough to explain how the funds were spent. It said roughly a quarter of the money was unaccounted for.
I'm Joe Ramsey.